Hello, and welcome to another episode of The Leaders Playlist. I am your host, Renee Craven, and today Dave Clifford and I are talking about the book called Super Communicators by Charles Duhigg. We hope you enjoy. New book, it's called Super Communicators. It's by Charles Duhigg.
We have to pick authors with easier names to pronounce, or maybe we should do some research on how they actually pronounce the names.
I picked this book because he also wrote The Power of Habit, which I loved.
But
this book's all about how to unlock the secret language of connection, released last year, 2024.
Well, what did you like about the book, Renee?
I liked the awareness that he brought to when you're communicating with somebody. You have to do some prep before those conversations. And there's some things to check along the way of how that conversation is going and the general way of preparing yourself, I guess. What could go wrong? What will I do if this happens? And things like that. And then really setting the scene, kind of setting the ground rules when you're entering into a conversation as well. So especially those more difficult conversations. There were some really good little kind of cheat sheets, I guess, of how you structure conversations, like at the beginning or before you go into it. So there's a before a discussion, ask yourself. Then there's at the beginning of a discussion, so establishing the guidelines, things like that. And then during the discussion as well, which I really liked those little tools. And they're things that I would stick on my wall so that I remember them. How about you? What were your key highlights?
Yeah, look, I think for me it was the kind of one that the ongoing model that you use, the three conversations, right? It's like, what's this really about? How do we feel? Who are we? And that's kind of bringing every conversation around to that. What are we, the first one is like, what are we really talking about here? And how many times have we been in conversations that we just talk about stuff and we've both been on different pages or walked away with different pages? And and then addressing the emotional element of it, which is, I think, built on all the stuff, like from first conversations and all that, building in how are you feeling in the conversation? I think that's another, like, it's just a like, simple little three-box thing. It's just really key. And then the identity, because we all have identities and the past experiences and all that. What does that bring to the conversation? I thought that was really, that kind of shapes how we speak and how we might interpret other people things. It's like, it's a kind of similar thing to me. And I know we just did a podcast recently about the culture map and it's the kind of thing, how that interprets that. And so to me, that who we are context, that was a high context versus low context conversations and all of that. And based on our identities and our culture, it's probably not brought into as many conversations or part of when we prep for conversations as we should do. So that for me, but like, again, great stories, like The Power of Habit, really good stories, nice structure to the books, nice flow. Yeah, I do like his books. So I definitely buy another one now. I go read it because it's always got that some thought. The stories in this are really good and gives really good examples. The conflict one was perfect. Like, what's the actual, what are we talking about here? Or the gun arguments over in America was another really, really insightful one.
And the Netflix, racism.
Netflix was a really good story. And I don't think I've ever heard that one before. Because everyone talks about Netflix and the no rules and all of that stuff. But like how a simple, well, wasn't it? But more kind of out, using an inappropriate word caused nearly a civil war within the company because people had very opinions. Well, we have no rules, but we should have some guidelines around some of this, shouldn't we? We shouldn't be completely blasé to other people and how a word may affect them. What did you feel was kind of missing from it?
I don't really think there was anything missing for me. I think I started this book I think I just expected what the book was actually about. I wasn't expecting any more. Like some books you pick up and you expect something, you're looking for something and it's just not there. Whereas this one was just about communication. So, and how you can be a better communicator and how you can be a super communicator and what the differences are between people who communicate and then, or i.e. talk at you and don't care where you are in that conversation or if you're understanding or if you're on the same wavelength or reading your body language or anything like that. There's those non-communicators, I guess you could call them. And then how that is different from a super communicator. I didn't feel like anything was really missing. Like we said, the stories were really good. Those little frameworks were really good. The way it was broken, the conversation stages were really good. It could have been a really dry book. When it's not a small book either. It's a good 250 pages long. It could have been a really dry book about communication, but it wasn't.
No,
it wasn't. Anything missing for you?
No. I think it sounds very similar. I really like The Power to Have. I think it's very similar structure, and he obviously has that kind of way of writing. And yeah, so to me, great stories. Heidi gave pretty good examples of why and how. I can't, for me, when I was reading it, the thing for me, I was thinking of who's his actual audience in this book? Who would you recommend this book to, Renee? Like, if you had to recommend?
I think anyone who communicates every day.
Communicates every day. So that's basically, I was going to say fucking everyone, but that's like basically the whole world.
I think anyone who has a job where they need to make sure the person they're speaking to is aligned or, you know, is part of the actual conversation and can take away whatever that's needed from the conversation. So, you know, anyone in leadership positions, there's a really good story in there, a couple of stories actually about doctors. So, you know, people from that kind of profession where they need to say stuff, but and they're under time pressure and all of those sorts of things. But, you know, sometimes, well, for those harder conversations with patients, you kind of want to leave them in a good place and answer their questions.
Yeah. Because when I first picked it up, and I think we're both on the same page, think, oh, this is a kind of coaching thing. How do we think? And then for me, when I thought about it reading, so I'm thinking, okay, who is the audience? And you're right, it's that leadership, you know, people that have those difficult conversations, high pressure jobs, doctors, leaders, you know. It was just myself, I've just kind of moved, transitioned into kind of a line manager leadership role. I've got people reporting to me, like for me, I realize now, like, I have to be really careful in how I talk to people and make sure that we're actually, what are we talking, what's this conversation about? Some people can just, you know, rant and rave, and maybe that's fine. They want to have a rant and rave, that's okay. But if it's me, maybe if I'm just going to go, what are we talking about here? Is there a real problem here that we need to talk about? How are you feeling in this? And like, what can I do to help? And yeah, I think that I'd recommend to anyone who's in that kind of leadership role that, and also you got to communicate. This is, you communicate repeatedly. But sometimes we don't, as leaders, we don't repeat the message. We say it once and think it's somehow, you know, cascades or disseminates to the greater masses within the organization. I can't remember which book we read. They said you have to repeat something 7, 10 times for people to get it. And I think that's not a bad thing for some leaders to think about.
Till next book.
Till next book. Yes. See you later.
Thank you for listening to the Leaders Playlist. We hope you enjoyed our episode. Please be sure to tell your workmates, your friends, and your family about our podcast. Until next time.